Good morning to everyone. I understand that the schedule is rather tight, so I'll try to keep this as brief as possible. Let me start by giving you a brief overview of where we stand at the moment in terms of the macroeconomic prospects of the Greek economy. Growth resumes in Greece after a prolonged period of recession and stagnation. Available data indicate that the Greek economy, after going through a very difficult period, is now well on its road to recovery. GDP increased for a second quarter in a row by 0.8% in the third quarter of 2016 and by 1.8% year on year, and that's the strongest growth rate since the first quarter of 2008. On top of that, crucial economic indicators, I'm not going through each one of them so that we can save some time, but the main message is that the indicators reveal that the Greek economy finds itself at a turning point and is ready to jump from a zero-growth state to a high-growth trajectory. In addition, the banking sector is regaining breathing space in terms of liquidity as capital controls are gradually relaxed, access to ECB funding has been normalized, and confidence in the banking sector is gradually restored. A breakthrough for the macroeconomic prospects of the Greek economy came from the short-term relief measures agreed on the Eurogroup meeting of December the 5th. The package of measures will reduce Greece's debt burden by 20 percentage points by 2060, and that's in nominal terms amounts to a debt relief of about 135 billion euros. That's 40 billion in NPV. Numbers. These measures are part of the broader agreement after the consensus reached at previous Eurogroup meetings between the Greek government and the institutions on the methodology to assess the sustainability of Greek public debt through short, medium and long-term measures and ensure this fundamental for the Greek economy issue is tackled once and for all. So, given the current macroeconomic prospects being improved and the economic risks being minimized in terms of what happened the last 6 to 7 years, now the path, we think, for the Greek economy to exploit its considerable strengths and advantages is open. And, of course, in order to exploit those advantages, it's very important to discuss what the financing instruments are. So, according to our approach, the structure that we normally use, and this is, of course, something that is very common to everyone, is public financing, recovering banking sector and stock exchange market, and private investments. In particular, our efforts are deploying instruments provided by the public sector in order to trigger the other two of the three pillars, as you see on the slide, and especially the third one, the direct private investments. A very large-scale disinvestment happened in Greece in the last 6-7 years. It is imperative to reverse that tendency as soon as possible. So in terms of the instruments that private investors can make use of, we're just trying to highlight the main tools, EU structural funds, new investment law, new financing instruments, Juncker plan and other European tools, and of course fast-track strategic private investment schemes. So let's take a closer look at each of these categories of tools. First, let me say a couple of words about the EU structural funds, which is, of course, a very important financial instrument for the Greek economy. It has been in the last 30 years. It still is, and it will remain in the very near future one of the main injections of funding to the real economy. Now, through a very rapid acceleration of project implementation and a fruitful collaboration with EU services, Greece managed in 2015 to climb from the middle of the relevant table to the first place. We were first at the end of 2015 in absorbing EU structural funds for the programming period of 2007 and 2013. and at the same time the first member state to enact all required procedures in order to initiate the programs of 2014-2020 programming period. Currently, more than 50% of the total 20.8 billion euros that is available to Greece through the European Structural Funds for the new programming period has been activated in a wide range of programs supporting SMEs, large investments, and of course the investments that will be materialized through the new investment law. Now, about the new investment law, there's a significant change, a shift from what happened in the past in terms of the different incentives and the different types of aids, as you can see on the slides. It's not just about direct subsidies as it was in the past. So we are trying to broaden, let's say, the range of available aid, type of aid. But, of course, apart from, let's say, these two main pillars of the, what we would call the conventional financing mechanisms for the Greek economy, it is important in order to attract more investment and more private investment in particular to create new financial instruments. So we strongly believe that financial diplomacy offers alternative funding sources. We have exploited systematically over the past 2 years any possibility to seriously engage European financial institutions in the Greek market. Actually, representatives of some of the most important of them are here at the panel, from EBRD, EIB, EIF, for example. So the main aim is to boost liquidity, stabilize the financial sector, and finance real economy, especially SMEs, infrastructure, and exports through new financial tools. So let me just say two brief words about some new tools that have been introduced lately. First of all, it's the Equity Fund of Funds, which has been created in collaboration with EIF. We created this groundbreaking fund through gathering investment funds from public resources, from the EIF itself, and from third-party private co-investors in order to invest this capital in SMEs in the form of participation in their shareholding structure. You can see the main figures about the public and private contribution. The total amount will reach 1 billion with the leverage from the private sector. A second very important fund is the Entrepreneurship Fund, which will provide loans as well as guarantees to SMEs. These funds had a public contribution through NSRF, through the European Structural Funds, of 400 million euros. And the total amount falling leverage will reach 1 billion euros. The third one is the new energy efficiency fund for households. This fund will rejuvenate the construction sector, which has been severely hit during the crisis. And here the public contribution from the European Structural Funds is 250 million euros, with a total amount reaching 500 million. These three funds, and we don't want to be, you know, too theoretical about that, will be activated by the end of 2016. Within December 2016, the funding agreements for the two of them were signed last week, and for the Fund of Funds will be signed in a couple of weeks' time. So it is very important that beginning the beginning of 2017 we have these three funds up and running. And also there will be another fund, the Infrastructure Fund, which will be activated in the first quarter of 2017 to finance PPP infrastructure projects and energy projects. Now, apart from those funds, our effort is to make use of any available source of financing from European tools as well. For example, the Juncker Plan is a tool that we are trying to make and the best use of. At the moment, Greece is at the sixth place after the five large EU economies in terms of signed deals through EFSI, through the Juncker Plan. And there's also another pipeline of new contracts with EIB for 2017 amounting to 2.5 billion euros. besides those EFSI, those Juncker Plan deals, the Greek government has reached initial agreement with European Investment Bank also for some very large-scale infrastructure projects that will be constructed in the coming years. These include three deals for the Line 4 of Athens Metro, the expansion of the network of natural gas in areas of northern Greece, and the electrical interconnection between Crete and the mainland through Peloponnese. And also there's another deal in the pipeline for the North Road axis of Greece. Now, the last of the five instruments that I mentioned is the fast-track strategic investments. The current legal framework is under revision for strategic investments in order to facilitate and accelerate the development of large scales in Greece. The revision aims to mature public sector property for development, to provide incentives so as to attract investments in more sectors of the economy, to further accelerate the licensing and the judicial processes. And this is an important point here. In order to create, let's say, a business environment which will be able to sustain high-yield operations, we are not limited our efforts to providing the necessary financing instruments. The government pursues an integrated reform agenda aiming at the simplification of processes and the reduction of bureaucracy, as well as transparency, efficiency, and acceleration. And again, for each one of these key elements, there have been very recent developments that to us are very important. Just a couple of words, simplification. Just 2 weeks ago, the Parliament ratified the new law on licensing, which lifts the bureaucracy needed for creating a company and introduces a tool of ex-post controls, rather than ex-ante administrative processes that were very much a burden in the past. Transparency, we have received very significant funds from the European Structural Funds. More than 500 million euros have been reserved in the programming period of 2014-2020 in order to digitalize processes in the public sector, securing an equal footing on all players involved in the public procurement. Efficiency, the reform of the judiciary system and the creation of integrated institutional framework of extrajudicial settlements, and acceleration again through a new legislation that was ratified by the Parliament a few weeks ago. That's about the one-stop shop mechanism, which will support the operation of existing companies and allow newcomers to create new companies in just one day, while at the moment is 38 days. And next week, another very important legislation comes to Parliament for ratification, and that's the spatial planning law. I'm sure Minister Sathakis will have more to say about that in the next event. So, to sum up, I think there are a number of reasons, I don't need to get into each one of them, why an investor could and probably should invest in Greece right now. It's very important that the reforms that have been passed through the Parliament in the last couple of years have created an environment which is more friendly to sustainable investments, encompassing all the different relevant fields. To us, it's very important. It's not just, of course, about funding the investments, which, of course, it's very crucial, but it's also about taxation, about licensing, about spatial planning, and about financing. Just an example, in the new investment law, there is a provision for the first time for a steady taxation regime for all large investments for 12 years. So we strongly believe that in the years to come, Greece, having gone through this severe crisis, the unprecedented crisis, could be seen as an island of stability in a very turbulent region. It is at the moment on the verge of recovering, and we are fully committed into making this economic rebound into a strong and sustainable growth. Thank you very much.